COVID-19 cases driven primarily by the Omicron strain are skyrocketing across the Bay Area, with 1 out of every 9 people in San Mateo County testing positive for the virus, Redwood City officials announced on Friday. COVID-19 hospitalizations in the county saw a 440% increase from 2 weeks ago, and for the first time since the criteria for lifting county health officer indoor mask mandate was established in October, the severity of COVID-19 is too high to meet this metric, officials said in a news release. January is going to be a tough month, said City Manager Melissa Stevenson Diaz in a statement. This is an extraordinarily challenging time for our whole community. We believe these steps will help us continue to provide services during this surge. Due to the rise in cases, City Hall will remain closed for in-person services through the end of January. Libraries will limit in-person services to having no more than 25% of the building occupied. We're continuing to refine our strategies to protect employee and community health. Please see important updates about measures to help us serve the community below. For more information on library services and hours, please click here. Other services. Building and fire inspections. Inspection requests may include longer wait times, and high-priority inspections may take precedence due to staffing impacts due to COVID-19. Parks, recreation and community services. Indoor gym use will continue to be closed through the end of January, and we will not have private rentals at any of our facilities, as is our current practice. We have moved lunch programs outdoors or converted to pickup service. All classes, programs we manage will continue with current indoor masking requirements and small group enrollments. For more information on vaccination clinics, including boosters, or where to get a COVID-19 test, please visit www.smchealth.org/coronavirus.